The No Voting, No Vucking video, which dropped October 4th during National Voter Education Week, is a tutorial on the assault on Black intimacy and on the acceptance of the white supremacist fabrication of Black male and female sexual pathology. Mindless, crass, and dare I say silly, No Voting, No Vucking fails to impart any wisdom to its primary target, Generation Z, our young people, about voting, how to leverage the Black vote, or more importantly, Black liberation. Here's what some Black men are saying.
That's the best they can come up with. That's it. Like, men are, we're cavemen, right? Like, that's what I'm getting for the video, is that if you take that away, that'll just force us to do what you want us to do. But you can't force the politicians to do what you want them to do. But you'll make a video, a stupid video, disgusting video, raunchy video like this, asking people to vote or asking men to vote. It's just shameful. The people that made it are shameless.
Hello. Regarding the No Voting, No Vucking video, I find it extremely offensive and egregious that that this would be green lit in order to be able to try to manipulate the vote and shame a certain sector of our population into doing something. The no voting strategy, you're not giving up your right to vote. You're leveraging your vote or withholding your vote in order to try to gain something for our people, not just voting because of the ritual nature of it. So for a man and a woman to turn around and try to think that sex is the answer to try to make people submit or bend to the will of those who think that we think only with our nether region head is just quite baffling to me. And the fact that a Democratic base would not say, hey, you know, this is not cool to go ahead and say that we're going to use this as a strategy in order to try to bend the will of a group or a class of people. It just makes absolutely no sense. I find it extremely deplorable and disrespectful.
BLK has a video titled No Voting, No Vucking, directed at Black males. The message being, brothers, if you don't vote, you don't get no loving. It's quite misandristic to say to men, and it's definitely directed at men, that if you can't vote, then you can't get no coochie. I've seen eighth graders with better raps than what I observed in that video. And for Trina, who some might even consider an icon in the industry, I mean, to lend her name to that piece of crap was just mind-blowing for me. To see her reduced to this level of buffoonery, it seemed like another attempt to place the blame on the Black male for whatever befalls the Democratic Party, that we will suffer if we don't vote, as if we haven't been suffering for 400 years at the hands of our oppressors and those who would claim to be our benefactors but are nothing more than pacifiers to the same way of life, where we would mistake the removal of Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima's from food packaging is some sort of progress, you know, as if things have gotten better. We still falling for the same trickery, and this video was just another example of it.
So I'm not going to pretend to, speak for all Black men in America on this particular topic, but I can speak for one Black male, and that's myself. The video, to me, comes off, well, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, and it's also dismissive of Black men. But it's disrespectful in the fact that it affirms very racist, very old stereotypes and tropes about black males being deviant, dangerous, or just motivated by sex, you know, hypersexual and things of that nature. So it affirms a lot of those things to me. And then it's dismissive in that black men as a group, we have very specific issues that affect our lives, affect our quality of life, and issues that need addressing by our elected officials. And so if you as a political party, if you as a platform that supports a political party, if your job is to corral black male voters to your side, then you need to treat black male voters, black men, with the same level of respect and care that you would treat any other group whose votes that you require. Because as it is with this video, you're just sort of talking at us. You know, it talks at us. And it hinges our political orientation on whether or not we have sex or something. You know, it's weird. It doesn't speak to our issues. It doesn't even acknowledge that we have issues. You know, so to me, it kind of underscores just how lowly a lot of people, you know, see black men. So that's really how I feel about that. It doesn't speak to our issues. And if you're going to try to garner these black male votes because you need them, then respect us enough and with enough dignity to speak to us about these problems and issues that we have. Tell us how voting in your direction will improve our lives and address the issues that we do face. So that's how I feel about that.